Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Darren Eales, he is the president of Atlanta United FC. Darren, thank you so much for giving us some time this morning.
Morning, good to speak to you.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, to get something personal out of the way here, you the last time I saw you, I was getting ready to stuff an ungodly amount of food into my stomach. And I appreciate what Atlanta United did for us there. We had a wing eating competition to donate to charity for Fuji's family, a charity over in Atlanta that does a lot to support refugees and child refugees. And I just wanted to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you to you, Arthur Blank, and everybody with Atlanta United for supporting us in that cause.
No worries, Sam. I tell you what, you have risen in my estimation after seeing that debacle.
It certainly was. It certainly was a debacle. That is the best way to describe it. But moving on to Atlanta United, you know, you guys had such a great inaugural season, getting to the MLS playoffs, becoming only the third expansion team ever to do that. And I think a lot of people would have thought that you guys would have been happy there to kind of keep things the status quo. But when the offseason hit, you guys went out, continued to revamp this squad, bringing in one of the most high-profile United States men's national teams players in Darlington Nagbe, and you went out and broke the MLS transfer fee record to sign Ezequiel Barco, who we still haven't seen due to an injury, but a guy that a lot of people are excited about. So just kind of take us through the offseason and how you guys went into it, the mentality and the aggressive nature you guys had in terms of acquiring new players.
Yeah, Sam, look, I think, you know, with Atlanta United, this will always be our sort of modus operandi to try and improve the squad whenever we can. So, you know, you can't rest on your laurels, particularly in MLS. It's a very competitive league with the salary cap. So we're always looking to try and improve the squad. So, look, it was a fantastic first year, you know, no more so than the unbelievable support we got from, you know, Atlanta and the state of Georgia. You know, still now I pinch myself to think over the season we averaged over 49,000. That would have put us 20th in Europe in terms of average attendance, which is pretty remarkable. But, you know, we knew that we still needed to improve the squad. So, Darlington Nagbe was a great option for us. We didn't think he'd be available, but when there was a chance to trade for him, we went for it. And then, as you said, Ezequiel Barco, a really, you know, exciting young talent from Argentina, you know, just turned 19. I mean, just a young kid, but, you know, when you see him out on the pitch with Miguel Almirón, Jose Martinez, Tito Vidalba, it's going to just take, I think, our excitement levels to a new height. So, you know, we're excited to get him into the team. But look, we're always looking to improve. We want to now win trophies. You know, it's one thing to make the playoffs, but we want to be year in, year out in the mix for trophies. And so that requires every possible opportunity we can, whenever we can, to improve the squad. We will do.
Yeah, and in talking about that, you know, you lose Yamil Assad and Carlos Carmona, two players that were integral to last year's success. And when you lose those guys, you know, that's one thing. But when you're able to go out and replace them with players the likes of Darlington Nagbe and also Ezequiel Barco, I mean, it just shows that you guys are operating at a level, you know, I think we hear it called, you know, MLS 2.0 or MLS 3.0 or whatever, just in the way that you're doing it. When you came in as the president of Atlanta United and you saw your, I guess, restrictions in terms of how you were going to be able to put a squad together, was that something for you that, and look, I've told people before, you're an Ivy League guy, you played soccer at Brown, so was that something for you that you looked at in terms of working within MLS and the restrictions in acquiring players that was attractive to you to try to play that chess match, so to speak?
Yeah, look, absolutely. I mean, I spoke a little bit about my time before Atlanta United. I was at Tottenham Hotspur, and you know, at Tottenham, we were really hard to get into the Champions League, but our wage bill was sixth in the league. So, you know, there's a very strong correlation between the money that you're able to pay players and where you finish in the league. So for us to finish top four, I was hitting a home run, you know, to get into the top four, but everyone expected it year on, year out. The great thing about Major League Soccer is everyone's on the same playing field. So, you know, if you can try and find some clever ruses and some little wrinkles, then that gives you an advantage on your competitors. But, you know, we can see that with LAFC coming in this year. What you tend to find is things that work, everyone else copies. So, you know, it's interesting. You've always got to keep moving and always got to be trying to look for that angle.
One thing in watching the team early this season is, look, you've had a very good start other than the game at Houston. The team has rebounded and played very well, picking up two wins after that. When you look at the way that the team has played, I saw an article that came out from MLSsoccer.com a little bit after the Houston game basically saying that, you know, you guys are focused on adding to depth into the defense at the center back position and then adding maybe more of a holding midfielder. They're called, you know, a number six, if you will. So where are you guys in that right now, and is it just still more about an evaluation of the options that could be available?
Yeah, it's about an evaluation of things, Sam. Is there's different windows in, as you know, international soccer,
right?
And in the summer, most other leagues are in the off season, so it's a heck of a lot easier to find the right player at that time, because, you know, teams aren't in the middle of their season, not wanting to let their best pieces go. The other thing that we have to think about always is, you know, not panicking, and is it the right option for us, given that we have a salary cap, and once you sign a certain player, then you're tied to that player for a length of time. So, you know, it's important for us to evaluate that we get someone that fits not only the profile on the pitch, but also off the pitch. And look, this is why it's really important. We speak about the squad and bringing players in from other teams, but our academy and the Atlanta United 2, the second team that we have playing up in Colway Field in Gwinnett, is vitally important to us as a club, because that's where we can try and get some pieces that are our own homegrown development through a pipeline into the first team. And that's where we'll have a real edge on other teams in the league. So we're really excited about those pieces we're putting together as well.
Mr. Eels, one player that Sam mentioned earlier, Ezekiel Barco, still nursing that injury. I saw some reports that he may be practicing this week. Can you give us any updates at all on how close he is to, I guess, giving the fans what they've been so eagerly anxious for, to see him on the pitch? Is he getting closer as we speak?
Yeah, he's getting closer, but the reality is he's a young kid and we've got a long season ahead of us. He's got a long career, so we're not under pressure. If it's playoffs, you know, we might be trying to push him a little quicker, but you know, we want to make sure that he comes in fully fit. So, you know, he's getting close, and he's getting close to training fully with the squad, so it won't be too long.
Darren, you guys brought in a world-class manager, obviously, in Tata Martino before last season, and he's a guy who is very well respected around the world. A lot of the especially Hispanic and South American players that you guys have brought in, that they have said that one of the biggest reasons they wanted to come play at Atlanta United was because of the opportunity to play for a Tata Martino. And I think one thing that has gone maybe a little under the radar in the job that he's done is creating a team chemistry. I mean, this team, the players just seem so tight, and especially for a team that's only been in existence for 1 year, or a little over a year now, in terms of playing in MLS, it's very hard to get that sort of chemistry going so quickly. And I would say, and I think a lot of people would say, that has been, you know, paramount to you guys' success.
Yeah, look, I mean, we knew this when we started. It's one thing to look on paper and put a team together, but it's another thing to see if they can gel, you know, to get that chemistry. And, you know, I think Tata's done a fantastic job. I credit Carlos Bocanegra as well, our technical director, because, you know, this is a player that's been captain of America 110 times. He's played for his country. As we were putting the team together, he was very, very focused on trying to get the right type of players in that dressing room to help the team. I think you've seen that with the mix we have of the young designated players, but the older savvy veterans like a Michael Parkhurst or a Jeff Laurentiis. And I'll be honest with you, the biggest plus for us, we just beat Minnesota on the weekend. It was actually our third win on the trot. And we beat them 1-0 in the snow. It was freezing cold. It was so cold out there. But we had 10 men for the whole second half. And afterwards, in the locker room, the level of camaraderie, I mean, that was a really key win, I feel, for us in terms of developing the team, because you saw that team chemistry, you saw that watching each other's backs on display there. And as you say, it's very difficult to create in such a quick space of time. I think it bodes well for us for the future.
Talking with Atlanta United president Darren Eels, and that chemistry has been so important to your success. Another thing, the atmosphere that has been created at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You know, this is a stadium that can hold 70,000 plus, and you guys have regularly, when the stadium has been at full capacity, been getting those numbers. And you mentioned this a little bit earlier and how blown away you were with the city of Atlanta and the support that you guys have gotten. And Bobby Dodd, was it was such a unique environment for the time that Atlanta United was there. But when they're in the bins, there's just a different feel to these games. I know my co-host Logan here went to his first game and was in the supporter section, and a guy who admittedly wasn't really a big soccer guy has just been won over by standing in the supporter section and getting rowdy with these guys. So the support that Atlanta United is getting is almost, at this point, second to none in terms of not just MLS, but like American sport.
Yeah, look, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, you're right. You know, Bobby Dodd was a wonderful taster for us, but once we went into the stadium, it's been just incredible. And locally, you'll have seen, you know, the singing, the chanting, the non-stop for the whole 90 minutes. But the other great thing for us is it's really giving us a competitive advantage. You know, we've been unbelievable at home in terms of the goals we score. And I think, you know, a large part of that is down to teams coming into our building. You know, it's got to be intimidating for them. We'll see with LAFC this weekend, and a brand new expansion team. They'll have seen nothing like it coming through the Delta Club tunnel, and you get all the fans on top of you as you come through that, and then coming onto the pitch with over 40,000 crazy fans chanting and singing. So, you know, it is just a unique atmosphere. And I'd say it's unique, you know, not only in America, but it rivals any sort of soccer atmosphere around the world. And, you know, it's, again, I still pinch myself every game that we're here in Atlanta with these amazing fans. It's just incredible.
Now, Darren, you guys have the MLS All-Star Game coming up at Mercedes-Benz Stadium later on this summer, and that's going to be such a big event. Juventus coming in to play, you know, a team that is perennially contending, if not winning, the Italian League, and a team that has so much rich history. I'm sure you guys super excited for that and super excited for all the MLS All-Stars to come in, which at this point, even after just one game, I assume will include Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, I got a feeling he might. if he doesn't get picked, the commissioner might well pick him to be in it. No, we can't wait. So 1st of August is the All-Star Game. And again, great credit to our fans for us to get it in only our second season. You know, clearly that was the effect of the amazing support we've had, and the league decided to accelerate the process and give us an All-Star Game a lot earlier, perhaps, than we could have expected. So, yeah, great. I mean, Juventus, a team that's always there competing in Champions League, is, you know, the biggest team in Italy. Good one for us as well, because it's a World Cup year, and their Italian players, because Italy didn't qualify, will be available. So, you know, we know they're going to have a strong team when they come to play our All-Stars. But I'll be honest with you, I think the reality is people are going to be coming to the game more so to watch the MLS All-Stars. I think this is a league on the rise, whether it's our players like Miguel Almiron, Joseph Martinez, whether it's, as you mentioned, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who's already should have created an impact in his 10 minutes that he's played for LA Galaxy. But David Villa at New York City, you know, Sebastian Giovinco at Juventus, Diego Rossi, a young player who's doing really well for LAFC, who we play on this weekend, Carlos Vela, who's the Mexican you know, World Cup player that plays for them. So I think, you know, you'll find now that as the sort of seasons go on of MLS, it's almost the MLS team that fans are coming to watch. So we can't wait to sort of showcase the event and showcase it around the world. It's broadcast in over 150 countries, and I think it'd be exciting to show, you know, how amazing the sport is in Atlanta and the state of Georgia for soccer.
Darren, really quickly before we let you go, I know you got to run. One of the things that came out after the Minnesota game this past weekend, a very gritty performance for Atlanta United, was one of their players, Calvo, came out and was talking about, you know, respect in terms of, you know, some teams maybe getting more respect than others, to which my response was, look, this is sports. This is professional sports. You get respect when you earn it. And so I think Atlanta United's been a team, obviously, that's gotten off to such a great start in their very, you know, young times here in MLS. And when you play exciting soccer, when you're committed to spending the money, when your fans are coming out and generating the support that Atlanta's getting, I mean, these are all the reasons that Atlanta's getting respect. It doesn't have anything to do with anything else.
Yeah, I thought it was quite an odd comment, especially given they just lost the game, having played a man up for sort of over half of the match. But you're right. I mean, let's look at last season. Minnesota conceded the most ever goals for an MLS team. We scored the fourth most goals ever. So, to be honest with you, you know, that's why. There's no mystery behind it. It's because, you know, we're an exciting team that scores goals. And look, I felt Minnesota were very disrespectful. They put a tweet out during the game moaning about our players, you know, in effect, taking injuries, and yet we've just taken Jeff Lerowitz off the pitch. So I just thought that was pretty poor form by them. So they get no sympathy from me.
Well, you know, Michael Parker's had a great response on Twitter as well to that. So you guys ultimately got the last laugh. Darren, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck for you for the rest of the season with MLS All-Star Game and everything that is coming up for you guys. Thank you so much, and we'll hopefully talk to you again pretty soon.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for chatting.
No doubt. That was Darren Eales, the president of Atlanta United Football Club.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.